Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 26, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Back to the doctor's office. As telehealth declines, demand for in-person care drives a medical real estate shift. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, virtual healthcare saw a historic surge. But now, a new trend is emerging. Patients are returning to their doctor's offices, and they're doing it in droves. According to new data from the Center for Telehealth and eHealth Law, telehealth use has entered a steady decline since its peak during the pandemic. With the expiration of emergency policies that once expanded access to virtual care, analysts project a staggering 12 million telehealth appointments will be lost annually. This shift is placing renewed importance on brick-and-mortar medical practices and driving an urgent need for physical medical office space in urban hubs across the country. This isn't just a statistical dip, it's a fundamental shift, says Kurt Hackett, Vice President of Asset Management at Rethink Capital, which owns and manages the Medical Pavilion at 939 Ellis Street in San Francisco. We're seeing patients of all types of medical disciplines re-emphasize the value of in-person care, and providers are responding by ramping up their physical presence. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.